Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. Through this world of toils and snares. Psalm 140:5. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way, they have set snares for me. Whether toil I choose to engage in or snares others lay to catch me, this is a troublesome world. There are dangers all around, and we must be diligent to stay out of them. Ask Jesus to help you identify toils and snares, and then help you avoid them whenever you can. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Psalm 138:6. Though the Lord is high and above all, he cares for the lowly. Though he is in heaven above, he sees them on the earth below. The Lord cares for us, even when no one else seems to. Though he is high, he is not far off, but near. His perspective allows him to see us and enables him to act in a way that demonstrates his care. Thank Jesus for caring for you, even at the times you did not know it. Who with me my burden shares? Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. What burdens have you weighed down today? Will you cast them on the Lord? Maybe you are weary of trying to sustain yourself. Use that energy instead to actively give your concerns to God, so you can know his sustaining power. Ask him to help you do that routinely. None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What a gracious invitation, which at the same time is a beautiful reminder that the Lord cares for us. If you want rest from your toils and snares, someone to faithfully share your burdens, then come and take a closer walk with Jesus. Ask him to help you stay one step behind him. Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what he is saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.